Shia militiamen from the Mahdi army battling Islamic State fighters last month close to the city of Tikrit. Shia militias have taken a leading role in pushing back the Sunni Islamic State, or ISIS, offensive alongside Kurdish forces and the Iraq army. But the Amnesty report accuses the militias of carrying out abductions, torture and executions against the Sunni civilian population in parts of Iraq. Donatella Rivera is Amnesty International's senior crisis response advisor.
Targeting Sunni men, seemingly in revenge, reprisal for the crimes that are being committed by Islamic States, basically treating all Sunnis as somehow supporters of ISIS.
Amnesty says Shia militias have killed dozens of Sunni civilians in the cities of Baghdad, Samarra and Kirkuk. Hundreds of victims were reportedly found handcuffed and shot in the back of the head in execution-style killings. The militias have become more powerful since the ISIS advance in June, says Rivera.
The authorities have done absolutely nothing, quite the opposite. Faced with a situation whereby the army simply fled and left, abandoned the entire north of the countries, if anything, the authorities have been encouraging Shia militias to take up arms and fight ISIS.
Iraq's new Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, a Shia, has pledged to bridge Iraq's sectarian divisions. Many analysts blame his Shia predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki, for stoking tensions between Shias and Sunnis. United Nations estimates suggest well over 1,000 people died through violence in September this year. The brutalities of the Islamic State and reprisal attacks by Shia militias are creating a dangerous situation in Iraq, says Donatella Rivera.
We're seeing a level of sectarian violence that hadn't been seen since 2006, 2007.
In those years, at the height of the sectarian insurgency, Iraq's religious clerics ultimately brought the chaos under control, says Afzal Ashraf of the Royal United Services Institute.
The reason that insurgency was brought under control was primarily because Ayatollah Sistani, the religious head of the Shia community, decided that it was in the Shia's interest, in Iraq's interest, not to have that insurgency and to escalate the election process by which they could gain power.
Analysts say Islamic State remains the biggest immediate threat to Iraq's and the region's stability, but the mounting sectarian violence is also a looming danger to Iraq's future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.